Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life. And that means it's time for the 5 on 5. Alrighty. And once again today, the 5 on 5 is sponsored by a wonderful Vero Beach salon called Kaleidoscope Hair. And formerly with The Color Experience, you have Sandra Reynoso and Callie Ruiz. And they are dedicated to giving patrons the best cuts, the most natural color, and everyone's favorite, including mine, extraordinary shampoos. And they are located in the Kmart Plaza at 1545 U.S. Highway 1. You can give them a call at 772-569-3645. Kaleidoscope Hair, get a new twist on your look today. It will surely give you something to be grateful for. And Beth, what are we grateful for today?
Well, you know, the 5 on 5 is 5 points of gratitude at 11:35. That's where it comes from, 5 on 5.
5 things you may otherwise not be paying attention to.
Yeah, and we're just kind of throwing out different things each week. This week, we're going to talk about the spices of life. And I asked some friends last night, I said, hey, well, let's talk about gratitude for spices. And these were some of the answers that they came up with. I thought they were kind of fun.
Another Beth poll.
Number 5, turmeric in curried chicken and noodles. She loves that spice. She's like, it makes the whole thing. I'm like, okay.
Was she as excited about it as you make it sound?
She was excited about it. Everybody had their own like spice. They go, oh, how about this one? Cumin in Mexican bean dip with nachos. Okay. Do you like Mexican or no?
You know, I love both of those meals. I am not...
You're not sure about the spice?
I would probably know the spice if I tasted it, but I don't know them by name.
Okay, how about this one? This one you'll know. Garlic in butter spread on toasted French bread.
I'm in.
That's a good one. Number 2, basil in homemade spaghetti sauce with Italian sausage.
Certainly.
Yeah. And the number 1, this lady actually makes homemade carrot cake. And she said, it's the cinnamon I add to my fresh homemade carrot cake.
Wow.
That I love the most. So those are the 5 on 5, the spices of life for this week.
I had read once that cinnamon is good for the burning of fat and nutritionally, there are different varieties. There's Ceylon, there's Cassia, there's different. So I went on a quest for a while, and I have found many different variations of Saigon cinnamon.
Yeah.
So
if cinnamon's good for you, for burning, for your heart, is that what you said?
No, I think it was nutritionally, for burning fat.
And then you're making a cake with carrots in it. I can see how people could talk themselves into eating carrots.
You know,
Well, we're burning fat with this cake.
Yeah, I'm on a health food cake. May I have another slice?
Well, there we go.
All right, folks. So thanks. That was the 5 on 5. Thank you so much for that, Beth.
You're welcome.
Well, again, we're talking today about, you know, communicating and setting a connection with source, creation, the spirit.
Spirit communication.
So... You know, we've been looking at it now, and we've been looking at ways to communicate. We had just been looking at some different types of communication that humans use. And there are two principal means that we can use to communicate with spirit. One being prayer and the other being meditation.
Am I being too like simplistic if I think prayer is talking and meditation is listening?
Not for me, because I've had the experience. Somebody who has not exercised these practices may think that is. But for me, that's like if you boil it down.
Right. Okay.
If you boil it down. But, you know, again, to many people, these are just words. So prayer, you know, prayer to me, a lot of people may get, oh, that's okay, getting on my knees and God, I lay me down, I sleep, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, it's more than that. It's more than that, because it's, as you said before, my relationship with creation, with whatever you want to call it, has grown, has matured. And when I pray now, my particular path, it is communication.
Mm-hmm.
And it's communication, number one, I said before that I view it as somebody that cares deeply about me as a spirit or an energy that loves me, that wants the best for me. And I speak to it as such. I speak to it as I'm speaking to somebody that loves me.
Mm-hmm.
So I am
it's
not
intentional
so,
dialogue.
It's intentional dialogue. And yeah. with me, and it's not so much that, you know, and believe me, my personal path is I get on my knees, because to me that's an important part of humility. That doesn't mean that while I'm driving down the road, I'm not going to open a line of communication. But I start my days on my knees, and I end my days on my knees. This is my own personal.
But for everybody listening, do they have to get on their knees?
Oh, my goodness, no. Oh, yeah. My goodness, no. Because, you know, like I said, driving down the road, I'm speaking with my creator many times.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's, but.
Give us a couple of, like, ways, like, give us a few ideas of, like, things that happen if you do this. If you do make time for intentional dialogue with God. What are, you know, how do you know you're doing it?
Well, if I'm making time for it, I'm saying it's special.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm giving value to that relationship.
So time, giving it time.
Oh,
just
yeah.
That is how you can.
I'm honoring it. I'm investing in it.
I get it. Giving it time makes it important.
Another example that was used at our workshop, you know, you ever get really good news? Really
yeah.
good news, and you're like, happens to me all the time. It's like, I can't wait to tell Diane this.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Yeah,
you know, so. it's meaning it's she's important. Okay. Also, another byproduct is honest. You know, when I communicate with my higher power, it's kind of like telling somebody that already knows.
So you're honest, but if you keep doing it, does it grow? Does the honesty like if I'm in a relationship with somebody? If it's a friend, a new friend, I'm honest, but I'm not telling them everything. But as my friendship grows, I tell them more and more and more, and I get kind of deeper.
Well,
is that the same? Do you experience the same?
I get a deeper relationship with whoever I'm communicating with, and I get a deeper relationship with myself.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, it's a win-win, and then we get to that wonderful word that I know that you are a wordsmith, a student of words, but you love them. The word intimacy.
Yeah, intimacy.
And what do you refer to that as?
Into me, see.
So it's a slice of vulnerability there too, isn't there?
There is, but it is. So you spend time, you give it time, you become honest, and you let the honesty grow, and you'll start to benefit things like intimacy. You'll have an more intimate relationship with higher power, and a more intimate relationship with who you really are, too.
And we're back to that true self concept.
Yeah, that's good stuff, Lee. What else?
Well, faith. Okay, now faith. What is faith? And first of all, faith is there for the asking.
Okay.
You know, it is a free gift. You know, all you got to do is want it. You know, and it'll come. So you develop faith.
And faith, what do you call faith? How do you describe it? If you had to give a definition, has anyone ever asked you that before? I don't know. I'm putting you on the spot.
Well, it's kind of a compound definition for me because, you know, having had faith for a while and then believing, you know, it kind of, you know, faith is my believing that it can.
Okay.
And that has grown into trust.
Even if there's no proof that it can.
Well,
you have faith that it can.
I do. And, you know, evidence is not always tangible.
Right.
Evidence is not always tangible.
Well, that's a good point.
And then my faith has grown into trust. So I believe through my faith, I believe that something is possible. I have faith that it can happen. And it grows into a trust where I believe it will. I have faith that my God can do anything.
So again, when it grows into trust, you're talking about this relationship growing stronger. Because now it's just like if I have faith in somebody, just a human being, I have faith in someone at first. But as I get to know them and I spend more time and I say I'm working with somebody and they keep showing up and doing it, I start to trust that they're going to show up and do the job.
And then I'll take it another step. And then the trust grows into just a knowing.
Right.
A knowing.
A contented knowing.
A contented knowing. And often faith starts with, we've all heard the phrase, a leap of faith or blind faith. You know, I got to start somewhere.
Right.
I got to start somewhere.
That's beautiful.
So
far these things, so you say give it time and then honesty, give it honesty, and then faith will appear.
Faith will show up.
And what's the last one you were going to say?
Well, the next one is that then self-worth will increase.
Oh.
You know, yeah.
So it's a tangible, measurable response to all this intangible, unmeasurable work.
Well,
I mean, communication with a higher power or with source or with spirit, it's kind of hard to measure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But you know, it's, then I get, well, like you said, then I get some evidence and I get it on the inside.
Okay.
I get it on my bank account may not grow, but my trust that my bills will be paid will.
Right. Okay. I get that.
You know,
and so self-worth increases. And what does that mean?
Well, you know, I start to believe that through my seeking, I have a better feeling. I feel like I'm striving to be what my higher power intended me to be.
Who you were created to be.
Who I was created to be. I'm sorry, I divert to one of my favorite lines in a movie is when Jack Nicholson tells Helen Hunt in As Good As It Gets, you know, his compliment to her is, you make me want to be a better man. And,
And that's what your relationship with Source does.
Yeah. I want to, because I have faith in Source, I trust Source, so I know that its intention for me is the highest.
Nice.
It's the highest good. So nice. I want to strive for that.
Right. So that's good. And so you come to believe more, not only in Source, but in yourself.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful way to.
And I go back to one of the earlier statements too, is once I start this relationship, it's here. You know, I'll never forget the first time I said a particular prayer with one of my spiritual advisors. And afterwards he said to me, having committed your life to this and asking, you will never be alone again. And I can tell you that has been my experience.
Isn't that beautiful?
And I have had some periods where the suffering, because, you know, we've said it before, we wear this skin suit. You know, I've got this human condition, so I'm going to be plagued with falling back sometimes. But even in my darkest moments, I have known that I am not alone. Mm-hmm. You know, I can always reach out. I can always reach out to.
And, you know, I think one of the things that I'm thinking, when you know that you're not alone, you tend to be able to be more vulnerable and to open up a little bit more deeply. So it grows stronger and stronger. And that's what you're saying. So you give it time. Your points were time, you become honest, faith appears, and then your self-worth increases because your self-worth seems to increase. Is that what you're saying? Because you became more vulnerable by opening up like this to the higher power.
It's, you know, you speak of true self. Right. And the word I'm thinking here is real. It's real. I'm getting real.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
You know, and also it's, I've had the benefit of participating in a life plan where I have actually sat down with another person and myself and God and bared my soul, you know, said all my deep darks out loud. A lot of people can't say that. And
right.
It was a true gift. But in my prayer, in my communication with God, there are no secrets.
Mm-hmm.
There are no secrets. And my deepest vulnerabilities are open discussion, you know, and that's nice. That's nice. I get to share my deepest fears. I get to share my biggest glories. You know, it's an uninhibited relationship. I think that's the best way for me to put it. Of all relationships, there is no inhibition in my relationship.
That's beautiful.
So.
Okay. So when we come back, what are we going to talk of? We're going to wrap this thing up.
Well, at the beginning of today, we talked about, you know, recharging. So when we come back, we're going to talk about how are we going to recharge.
Okay, recharge and reconnect.
Recharge and reconnect.
Stay tuned, everybody. Beth We Radio Hour will be right back.
If you connect with the thoughts and words of Beth Wee Radio Hour, you should click on our website to find ideas that will help you live your best life. At BethWee.com, you'll discover Beth's weekly blog that encourages growth, a format you can fill in to create a prayer of victory to help you through a tough time, and in-depth videos teaching on 12 steps, even if you aren't battling alcoholism or addiction. Beth speaks to your personal place of brokenness so you can rise above it. All this and more at BethWee.com. Check it out today.
All right, folks, thanks for sticking around. So now, let's look at some ways that we can recharge.
And when you say recharge, you kind of mean like the phone, like you can replug in.
Well, that battery inside ourselves, right, which we've identified as our true self.
Right.
How do I charge that up? How do I refill? You know, so I can be working and living.
So I'm going to plug into the higher power.
At my maximum potential.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
So you have some ways for us to do that.
Yeah.
Let us have them, baby.
Number one, view creation. Now, when I say view creation, it's one of the things that I've said before. I cannot sit at the ocean without feeling an overwhelming sense of spirit.
Connection.
It just for me. I mean, that's what I see. I work in my garden. I am surrounded by connection with my higher power. Many people, you know, my darling Diane gave the example. We have this lovely little above ground pool, and to clean it, you have to go in it. She will get in there, and she puts on the, she's so cute, she puts on this little mask, this little like diving mask, and a snorkel, and she's walking. It's only 4 feet deep, and she's looking at the bottom, and she's vacuuming. She can be in there an hour. She is meditating.
Right.
It is meditation for her.
It's connection. I get that when I walk over the bridge. I walk in Vero Beach, where we live. We have this wonderful bridge, the Barber Bridge. And I walk across it and back, and I might see dolphin. I always see pelicans and other birds. I see a lot of other birds. Sometimes just the spider webs on the bridge and the cool spiders that are building those webs. Connecting with the other people, walking by other people that are also walking for their health and smiling and saying hi to them. It's
or
good.
Communicating via a nod.
Right. It's all that what you're saying. So view creation. I'm with you on that.
All right. Now, next, number two on my list is chanting. Now, nobody get freaked out, okay? Don't say, I mean,
chanting.
It's we're not all going to go here. Om. But some repetitive thing. You have a great example of
I
that.
Do. When I get anxious or upset about something, I do. I sneak to, there's a Catholic church in our town that's usually open during the day, and it's right on 60, St. Helen Church. My kids went to school there. But I'll go in there, and I'll sit in one of the pews, and the church is kind of dark, and there's no people in it, and I just kind of rock, like I'm rocking a baby almost. I rock kind of fast, and I say one word. If I'm feeling disconnected from my higher power, I say, come, come, come. And if I feel like I'm gonna disconnect, like I'm like stop the world, I want to get off, I'll say stay, stay, stay. And it sounds silly that the chant, but it is a little chant, and it just comforts me.
Comforting.
It's comforting. Chanting is comforting if it's a word or a thought that you like, you know. And to say it over and over. And many organized religions use chanting. Not, you know, I don't have a lot of experience with it. But I know a lot of organized religions use it, and it is helpful.
All righty. Number three on our hit list, sing.
Ooh, sing.
I just, you know, music is just, for me, music is a real source of connection. Mm-hmm. It really is. And one of the, you know, we folks, our regular listeners have heard us speak of spiritual heat, but in spiritual heat, part of it is honoring or hooking up. Right. And you have often said that you may just write
the lyrics of a song.
The lyrics of a song, and that's James Taylor. Have I told you lately that I love
you? Oh, no, not James. I write.
Oh, no, that's Van Morrison. Yeah,
I write James Taylor, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You.
That's correct.
That's what I write in mine.
How sweet it is.
It is because I got to tell you, that's our theme song for the Beth Wee Radio Hour.
Yeah,
it's Van Morrison.
I know. I got voted out. I wanted Metallica.
yeah. But I do. And there are certain songs, Lee, that when I hear them, I feel spiritually connected. There's that song, I can't think of who sings it, Love is the Answer. It's England Dan and John Ford Coley. But they sing, Light of the World, shine on me, love is the answer. Shine on us all, let us see, love is the answer. And it goes on, it says, and if you need a friend, love one another.
Music, to me, it's just very tied to emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Very tied. And music is changing, but
sing's a good one. Sing, a way to connect with God. Use music. That's a great idea.
Absolutely. Okay, next one, number four, write. Be it poetry, be it lyrics, be it stories, jokes, and of course, you know, we are believers in journaling.
We are.
You know, so write. And my experience with journaling, when I first, it was suggested to me, I honestly remember thinking that's something high school girls do. You know, it's really a wonderful gift. And if you want to try it and you want to start and you can't think of anything to write, I can't tell you how many times I would sit down pen in hand and write, I don't know what I want to write. I've decided I want to do this. I'm writing this.
Uh-huh.
What am I supposed to write here? I don't know what to write. And before you know it, my hand's flying across the page. You know, and then my journaling experience wound up me being writing to God.
That's nice.
You know, that's what I did.
Yeah, that's good.
Number five, art. Draw, paint, sculpt, throw clay, decorate. And here's the big part of it. Create.
Right. Art.
Do what we're born to do.
Right. Whatever kind of art you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number six, self-care. Do you know, how do you feel how do I feel when I'm taking care of myself as opposed to when I'm not?
For a lot of our listeners, I think that this might be an interesting one where they're like, self-care, how does that come on? But people that do for others and don't do for themselves are not getting the benefit. Like when the Christ came, he said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And I think for some of us, we need to hear, love yourself as you love your neighbor. Mm-hmm. Like you'd do something quickly for your neighbor,
yeah,
but you wouldn't give yourself that time. So maybe people listening, I'm just throwing it out there for anybody that might need that.
Or how about parents?
Yeah.
You know, parents, I know as a parent, how many times, you know, I would always put my kid first, but the great example I've heard of that is when you're flying in a plane.
Yeah.
When you're flying in a plane and they do their little routine, you know, put your oxygen mask on first so you can help somebody else. You know, I need, the other analogy is the pitcher. If I'm a pitcher of water and I'm running around filling everybody's cup, my pitcher needs to be filled.
Right. And, you know, I want to throw out there for some of our elderly listeners, you might be taking care of a spouse or a good friend, somebody else they're having a harder time as they grow older than you are, and you're a caregiver. Those people, that's what we're talking about. Take care of yourself. What else do you have?
That kind of fits in with number seven, helping others. You know, unhelpful thoughts, you know, get rid of them. Positive, you know, invite thoughts that bless. Think positive. You know, I believe we have these magnifying minds. If I focus on negative, in my mind, the negative grows. If
right.
I focus on positive, the positive grows.
So be the hands of the higher power.
Absolutely.
Help other people. I gotcha.
Number eight is quantify your desires. You know, what do you think of that one?
I like that psalm in the Torah, Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. I think you need to know what your desires are before you're going to get them. And it's funny, you might think you desire this, but if you really get honest with yourself, what you really desire, for example, might be peace of mind, something like that. So, yeah, quantify your desires. Know what you really want.
Number nine, persevere. You know, the longer you work at improving this relationship, the stronger it's going to get. The spiritual bond is going to grow stronger, and you're going to get benefits along the way. You know, you're going to get incentive to keep up with it, but stick to it.
That's beautiful. And what's your last one?
My last one is number 10, get quiet and ask for connection. Now this can be a challenge because, you know, we live busy lives. You know, I've often joked that the only thing I have less than money is time.
Yeah.
You know, and the other quote here was, you know, where your heart is, there will be your treasure. You know, if time is a precious asset of mine, when I give it, that's a big deal. And that's honoring, you know, that is honoring. So I can always get more money.
That's right.
You know.
Well, this has been great, Lee. You really helped us develop an intimate relationship with Source.
Well,
and get ideas of how to do it.
Yeah, you know, and some of you are going to resist, but you know, just give it a shot. You know, if you're not living a fully abundant life, what do you got to lose?
Right.
You know, and don't be afraid. It's worth it. So.
Well, we're going to tie it up for the week. This has been the Beth Wee Radio Hour. Visit our website, www.bethwee.com. We'd love to hear from you. We have a contact us page there. Let us know what you need. We're willing. Lee, thanks so much for the teaching today. It was wonderful.
And thank you, as always, Beth. You're a doll.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.
Have a great week, folks.